Guys, it's the Realist, and this is an ASMR update slash ramble. I don't really know if this is something that you appreciate, but I wanted to practice my soft-spoken voice and see if it's actually effective. Luckily for me, I got this Blue Yeti mic and it's super fucking sensitive. So yeah, just a couple of updates from my end. I'm super happy. I'm really, really happy that I believe I finished more than half of my customs and I have around 5 or 6 left that I need to record. It's been a very productive month. I think I've been posting 4 audios every week for the past, this January, and, I've always wanted to be able to do this, and that's thanks to you guys. If you're new here, basically, the money that I used, from my patrons, I have invested a majority of it directly to, setting this recording room up. And I know I haven't posted that photo yet, and I will be posting that with this audio. It's not perfect. The reason why I'm also recording this is because I'm basically waiting for the neighborhood to just quiet down. If you have been on Discord last week, I have been complaining over and over again that I have to wait for neighbors to shut up. And the reason for that is because I actually transferred my microphone to my desk, which is in the main room. And it was mostly because I was just too lazy to transfer it back here. But now I've transferred it back here, so it's right there. And right, so I'm just, I think we've been posting around 3 to 4 audios every week, and one of those is usually a spontaneous recording. For example, in the first week, I uploaded a Tagalog audio, which was really not part of the plan, but I thought I would do that anyways because I came home from work pissed off because traffic is back, and I was horny at the same time, and I thought, let's just put 2 and 2 together. The next week, I posted a special audio on Discord. It's an exclusive, but you can also access it on the Les Frontier website. But basically, the idea is, it's mostly like a combination of, it's for a friend, and it's an ode to the people on Discord who basically made fun of me when I complained about this one audio that I disliked of mine. They call it Old Reliable. And if you've listened to that audio, I mentioned at the end of the audio that, I like being your old reliable. And yeah, it's basically, I should have probably said spoiler alert, but whatever. So yeah, I'm very appreciative of the support that I get, both financially and I guess morally. This January has been mostly, I think the first week of January was dedicated to me just figuring out how I want to go now in the new year, not just audio wise but also self wise, you know what I mean? I'm 26 and I feel like I'm still in a phase of figuring myself out, figuring my place, and definitely I wouldn't be afforded to think about these things if not for the support, if not for both the financial and the moral support of the people who enjoy my audios. For example, if not for financial support, I would be stuck thinking about what job will I get, or how am I going to, I need to work harder, I need to find more gigs in order to feel financially secure. And it's just perfect timing because I don't want to start like the waterworks or anything, but it's been a difficult time for the family right now. And the financial support has definitely helped me stay above the water as things are progressing. But I am looking forward to February, when hopefully things will be a little bit better. That's about as much as I'm going to disclose. But the moral support is also very important to me, because I'm about to hit the 3-year mark on GWA, and there are times, of course, where I feel like, am I doing this right? Like, you know, is my voice still relevant? You know, all of the bullshit that you know, that a person thinks of in any job, really. I mean, in my real life job, I think about these things as well. And the moral support really helps me realize that, you know, you have people who will always love your voice. And as I was telling a friend who knows about this situation, who knows about me doing audio porn, you know, I don't know how this all worked, but it worked out. And that is both because I have people who support me in, you know, in both factions. And I think that is definitely something that is motivating me this January. Like, now that I find myself in a position with a recording room, and yes, it might not be perfect. You may still hear dogs and you may still hear planes, like you probably have just heard a while ago. I think I heard a plane overhead, but I was too focused on what I was talking about. But like, I think these two have helped me like keep myself moving forward, despite of the self-doubt and the personal family situations that are happening. And it's okay, my voice is not shaking because it's because I'm crying. It's mostly because I'm trying to hide a burp, okay? Okay. We did that very classily. Good job. So, and she basically told me, like, because my IRL, my real life job also entails the use of my voice, and she basically told me, goddamn, your voice is an asset. And I realized that my voice is basically the greatest asset I have right now. And so if I lose my voice, Jesus Christ. But I'm really thankful that work hasn't been super demanding of my voice. Although, like, I think that was last week. Yeah, last week I had to talk to a room of 50 people, filled with 50 people, and there was no microphone, and I had to, like, bring it out there. So there was that. So yeah, it's been very productive. I'm very motivated by you guys. There are new ones here. Hi, hello, nice to see you, nice to meet you. I hope you enjoy the stuff that are here. And you know, you're free to tell me anything that you want me to do. And hopefully we're both in sync in terms of what we like, and I might do exactly what you want. And if you've been here for a while, Jesus Christ, Lord of Lords, thank you. You have definitely made a girl's life easier, so there's that. And yeah, I mean, I look forward for this to be a normal thing. It feels nice, you know, it feels really, really nice. I'm trying to keep my voice low. It feels really, really, really nice to not once worry about recording times. I only worried about it once when the Dal volcano, I'm not sure if you've heard about it, but a volcano right near me, okay, it's not near me, a volcano around, I don't know how many kilometers that is from my place, but it is definitely the closest volcano to me. There are a lot of volcanoes here, but it's the closest volcano to me. A volcano just erupted a week ago, and we literally do not know what the fuck we should be doing. There was a bit of ash fall. Our kitchen was covered with ash, because it's an open kitchen. But we didn't really get super affected by it. There was some hoarding, which is very expected in a third world country who is not used to disasters like this. You know, you have people panic buying and all of that. But all in all, I'm safe, right? I'm safe. I'm fine. I'm well. I am doing doing okay. The people who live near the volcano, unfortunately, are not. And I've actually wanted to start a whole donation drive and all of that, but it might come at the risk of my privacy, which I am not doing. However, if you do want to donate, I would highly, highly encourage that. Please look at the links that I'm going to be adding to the description of this audio. Please donate there. I can't pull off a naked philanthropist on Twitter. If you know her, she was a, I don't know if she's a sex worker. I would consider her a sex worker. She basically sold her nudes. If you donated to her selected, nonprofit organizations who were there to help with the Australia fires, she said that if you donated at least $10, she would send you a nude. As much as I'd like to do that, I am fresh out of nudes. No, but I'm working on my body right now, and I just want to love my body first before I, you know, send them all to you, or before I use it as a ploy to raise money for a good cause. The best I can do for now is, you know, if you guys want to feel good, to feel even more good, or, you know, if you just feel for the people in Batangas, in Taal, I'll be linking a couple of pages in the description below. You can donate through money. Please do not use my name. Do not use Throwaway or Lust. Do not use Lust Frontier. Because remember, making porn in the Philippines is illegal. And I definitely do not want to get in trouble. I do not want people finding me, trying to figure out who I am. So please just donate if you'd like. I would highly, highly appreciate it. There's a lot of politics going around in the assisting of these people, and it's not nice. It's not pretty. So please donate what you can. I would appreciate it a lot, really. And that was a ramble because I completely forgot where I was going. I just immediately thought, oh right, I wanted to talk about Batangas. Yes. Right. It's good that I am able to record at least one audio a night. This would be my first audio for tonight. I will be recording another audio. It'll be a custom. And I guess one more update, right, on the whole Patreon front. I had no idea that it was illegal for you to sell customs in Patreon. I did not know that. Although it is poorly, poorly enforced. The good news about this is that, yes, you can order a custom from me, provided that I post it publicly. So, moving forward, if you didn't know, but then again, if you didn't realize already, most of the customs that I make are posted publicly, either on GWA or on Patreon. So, I guess I'm good in that front. But moving forward, if you were thinking about making a custom, do know that it will be posted publicly, so that I do not get in trouble with the folks on Patreon. And what else? I guess another update, by the way. Quinn, I don't know if you guys know that. Quinn actually approached me. And no, it is not the Quinns from You, which is a show on Netflix. I don't know if you watched that, but if you do, if you haven't watched it yet, and if you are into serial thrillers and all that, absolutely watch You. It is great. Not just because... I don't understand why people are falling in love with that dude, but he's a stalker, basically. I don't know why people are falling in love with Joe, but the show does really make a good sort of way of presenting him as someone who you should be disgusted by, but also as someone who you're also fascinated by, which is, I guess, the thing when it comes to a lot of serial, like, thrillers and all that. But anyways, Quinn, yes, I've been approached 2 weeks ago, if I wanted to verify on Quinn, and I've never really had a reason to post on Quinn, because I feel like I'm comfortable with the people who listen to me on GWA and Pornhub, and, okay, not a lot of people listen to me on Pornhub yet, but I will be posting there, more there soon. On Patreon, sorry, not Patreon, but yeah, I feel like I have already a decent platform. and to add another platform will be like a mess, but Quinn has sent me an email and asked if I wanted to get verified. I haven't been verified yet because I may have sent my request for verification a little bit late because I wanted to make sure I had an audio up and ready that would fit their, you know, platform. I don't know if you know this, but Quinn is Quinn is quite vanilla compared to Gomile Audio and compared to a lot of the things I do. So I had to like come up with an audio that would fit the Quinn vibe, I guess. And I think it's good. I had Bruh listen to it, and he really liked it. He thought it was vanilla with, you know, it was vanilla, but it might be something that might be appreciated. It is actually going to be tied with a Safer Work audio that will be posted on YouTube, and it's gonna be good. It's a motivational audio. Motivational-ish GFE audio. The folks at the Allure and Addiction Tiers already have access to it, and basically I'm just waiting for Quinn to verify me. Hopefully they verify me within the next 24 to 48 hours. If they haven't, then I have no choice but to publish it on YouTube and then to find like a good time/place to upload the Not Safe for Work one. And yeah, you can suggest you can just upload it on Comment Audio, but I'm like, yeah, but I want to use the bonus audio on like a different platform. But yeah, that's basically it, I think. I have about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I have about 8 audios left to record for this month, but there will be 2 collaborations that I'm working with as well. I have just submitted my collaboration lines to a group of lovely, lovely ladies who have been kind enough to let me join their group. I may have done some stupid shit in that audio, but then again, when have I not done stupid shit? And I am currently in the works of writing a lovely script for a lovely, lovely lady, and we will be collaborating on that once she has read the script and is happy about it. That is not the ASMR we wanted to give. But anyways, I think that's about it. I can't think of anything else that I want to announce. I seriously can't wait to record, but as you can hear, the dogs are barking. Or maybe you can't hear it, and maybe it's just in my head. But yeah, it's a nuisance. Nuisance? Nuisance. Tomato? Tomato, I guess. I don't know. So I will be posting the themes for you guys to vote on this week. I hope you stay on Patreon, on my Patreon, or we get new ones, and or better if we get more. But I will be changing my, you know, because I can record more, and honestly I've been doing a lot more binaural stuff, I will be changing my goals soon too. You'll see that once I have like a better idea of what my next goal is, likely to upgrade my mic. Again, my mic setup again, to have like an extra mic that might give me, okay, this one gives me a lot of versatility already, but the sensitivity is really driving me mad. I can see now why a lot of Gonmal Audio performers hate the Blue Yeti. I don't particularly hate it. I think it's made my audios better, but also at the same time, an extra something something doesn't really hurt. An extra tool doesn't really hurt. So there's that. So yeah. About it, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Let me know if you want more rambles like this. I really, really want to practice my soft-spoken voice for future Safer Work ASMR audios and Not Safer Work ASMR audios as well too. It's not likely I'm gonna do this every single audio. I still prefer playing with my voice in full volume rather than speaking softly. I think it's really an awesome skill to be able to act while using such a soft voice.